we were talking yesterday in the Eretz HaTzvi shiur, we were talking a little bit about the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses and the Kedusha of an Ezras Nashim. So I thought maybe today we would just dedicate the Temen Alech shiur to the topic of how holy an Ezras Nashim is. Is there a Kedusha to an Ezras Nashim? Many Nafkaminas can you use an Ezras Nashim as a shortcut. You know, do you have to, the Isser of Nashika be Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to kiss your kids in the Beis HaKnesses. Does that apply to an Ezras Nashim? Can you turn part of the men's section into an Ezras Nashim? Does the Ezras Nashim have, or is Sichas Chul and Aser in an Ezras Nashim the same way it is in the men's section of a shul? So all of these things are relevant to the to understanding the relative kedusha of an Ezras Nashim. So I mentioned somewhat cryptically yesterday that there are four shitos about how holy an Ezras Nashim is in relation to the men's section of the shul, and that seems a little bit strange because there shouldn't even be room for four shitos. It's either not as holy or it's as holy, right? That should be two shitos. So what exactly are the four possibilities even? So in order to understand what the possibilities are, in order to understand what the shitos are, it's important first to get a little bit of background in terms of the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. And much of this we've already discussed in the last two Eretz HaTzvi shiurim. There is a Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph Darshan's a pasuk in the 11th parak of Sefer Yecheskel. The pasuk says, Va'ehi lahem lemikdash ma'at, and the Gemara Darshan's Elu batei knesios ubatei midrash asher bavel, that a mikdash ma'at is defined as our shuls, our batei medrash. And through that comparison, Shulchan Aruch paskins, based on that comparison, that there is an inyan of mora mikdash even in our shuls. Shulchan Aruch paskins zim kufnan aleph, batei knesios ubatei midrashos, ein ogin vem kalis rosh, kon tzchok vihitul v'sicha b'teila v'ein ochlim v'shosim b'em lo meskashtem b'em lo metailim b'em. You're not allowed to have kalis rosh, you're not allowed to mess around in a shul, you don't eat and drink in a shul. Why all of that is a din of mora migdash? Because a shul is a migdash ma'at. And that's what the Mishubura points out on the spot in Sif Katan Aleph. Now we also point out, Rishabtu points out in his piece in Eretz HaTzvi, that there seems to be a machlokas rishonim, whether the kedusha of a shul is a kedusha midaraisa or only a kedusha midarabanan. On the one hand, the Chayi Adam it says in Klal Yud Zayin Ozvav and Sashit of the Yerayim as well, very clearly that the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha Mida Oraisa, that the din of Mora Mikdash applies on a Oraisa level. Chai Adam writes, the mitzvah zu lira min ha-mikdash noig v'beis ha-knesses v'beis ha-medrash mi de-oraisa. Could not be more clear. It is a din de-oraisa. The Ramban, which is quoted by the Ran in Megillah Daf Chesam and Al-Padapei Arif, writes that a Beis HaKnesses only has a status of Tashmishe Mitzvah. It's not Kedusha, it's like a mitzvah item, like a lulav, like a sukkah, that once the mitzvah's over, nizrakin, during this man mitzvah, while you're still using it for a mitzvah, you have to be mechabed it. But once the mitzvah's over, nizrakin, you can get rid of it, it's tashmishe mitzvah, it's not even tashmishe kedusha. Says the Ran, I disagree. I think Beis HaKnesses is actual kedusha, not just a din of kavod like tashmishe mitzvah, it's actual kedusha. Says the Ran, Kivan she'ikaro lomar bo dover shebekedusha, he tilu bo chachamim kedusha, and then he has one word, midivrehem. A kedusha, midirabanan. So you have a fundamental machlokas. You have Chayi Adam and the Yerayim, that it's kedusha midaraisa. The Ran, that it's a kedusha midirabanan. The Ramban makes it sound like not even really a kedusha, it's just a din of kavod that you have to have. Where does the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses come from? So we've already gone through Rav Shechter's approach based on Rav Salvechik in Eretz HaTzvi, and Rav Shechter published this in the Sefer Pnine Arav as well, in the section on Parshas Devarim, that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses comes from the fact that everything about the Beis HaKnesses is supposed to mimic the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, just like the Mikdash had Kedusha, the Beis HaKnesses has Kedusha. Just like the Mikdash has the Kedusha emanates from the presence of the Aron, so the Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha emanates from the presence of the Aron. That's one possibility. The other possibility of where the Kedusha comes from in a Beis HaKnesses is not as a result of its status, its inherent status as Mikdash, but because of the mitzvos that we do in the Beis HaKnesses. Since we daven there, and we say Dvarim Shabbatush there, and we blow shofar there, and we say Kaddish there, so since we do all of these things, and the tefillos granted a kedusha, that's the implication of the Ran, really, a little bit, because the Ran writes, Kivan she'ikaro lomar bo dover shebikedusha, hitilu bo chachamim kedusha midivrayim. Since what we do there are kadosh type things, therefore it has kedusha midrabanan. In fact, this may be exactly the same machlokas, meaning the machlokas, whether it's kedusha daraisa or kedusha drabanan, may very well relate to what the source of that kedusha is. If the source of that kedusha is that it's like a mikdash, and the presence of the Aron makes it like a mikdash, so that might be a kedusha daraisa. But if it's just about what we do there, the mitzvos that we do there, then it's very mistaver that would be a kedusha midirabanan, like the Ran says, that because we do all these wonderful things in shul, the Chachamim gave it kedusha midirabanan. Wonderful. That's the background. Where does that leave in Ezra's Nashim? Does Ezra's Nashim have any kedusha? Chachmas Adam Klal Peivav Siftes Vav writes, Vinirali Sha'asur Listor Kosel Beis HaKnesses Lasos Chalonos Ezra's Nashim. You're not allowed to knock down the wall of a Beis HaKnesses in order to make windows for the Ezra's Nashim. Presumably, he means so that the women can see in. To Ezra's Nashim Ein Bo Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Klal, says the Chachmas Adam. Ezra's Nashim has zero Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. Whoa, a lot of the Achronim are very troubled by this. Where does he get this at? No Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. And Tzvika Reisman Sefer Ratzka Tzvi on Inyanei Nashim in Simon Gimel, he collects all of the Marmakomos on this topic. And he points out, in the Tshuvas Devar Yoshua, Simon Sadivav, he says, Tamuli Masha Kasav B'Chachmas Adam, that in Ezra's Nashim has no Kedusha. Ma ra alomar kein? How could you say that? Hello, akol parim nisyachi l'tefila. At the very least, you have to admit that it's a place where people daven, and it's designated for people to daven there. So doesn't it, and women are chayiv in tefila. So shouldn't that meaning there's a whole discussion in the Gemara Megillah: is kedushas beis hamedrash greater or kedushas beis haknesses greater? Which kedusha is more important, Talmud Torah or tefila? But it sounds like that when megadlim bo tefila, that grants a place a certain amount of kedusha. In fact, the Tshuvas Devar Yehoshua says it's so hard to believe that someone would hold that in Ezra's Nashim has no Kedusha, that maybe it's a typo, he says. Maybe when he said that Einbo Kedusha Klal, it really meant to say Einbo Kedusha Kolkach, and somehow it turned into Klal in one of the reprintings of the Chachmas Adam. In context, it doesn't actually sound like that's what he said. But he says, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that it doesn't have any Kedusha. In the Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses Lamches, he says also, I don't understand. Mi gri tefilas nashim kol kach shein lebeis hashem shum kedusha? Are the tefilos of women so much lower than the tefilos of men that the Ezra's Nashim won't have any Kedusha? What about all the nashim tzidkanios that are mashkimos Ezra's Nashim v'shovchos libam kema all the women that daven a lot better than we daven in the Ezra's Nashim, that doesn't count for anything, that doesn't grant the space any Kedusha. And not only that, even if you say, yeah, but you can't say Kaddish in the Ezra's Nashim, which is not so possible, but you can't say you can't say Kedusha, let's say, in the Ezra's Nashim, you can't do Kriyas Torah in the Ezra's Nashim, but you do answer Dvarim Sheba Kedusha in the Ezra's Nashim. That's what the Tshuvas Beis Avi Chelek Dalet Tzivin Mem Dalet points out, that those who say that Kedusha Ezra's Nashim is because you're Mekayim the Asim Nikdashim B'toch B'nei Yisrael, and that's why Ezra's Nashim doesn't have any Kedusha, it's Tzarech Yud, because you do fulfill the mitzvah V'Nikdashim B'toch B'nei Yisrael in the Ezra's Nashim. Granted, only when there's a minion in the men's section, but women also respond to Kedusha in the Ezra's Nashim, and that mitzvah of Nikdashi B'soch Bnei Yisrael, the Chinuch writes, the mitzvah Shin Tzadi Zayin, is noheg by women also. It's not only noheg by men. Now, what it must be is that the Chai Adam holds that the Kedusha stems from Kedushas Mikdash. And just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a clear difference in status between the Azara and the Ezra's Nashim, so too, in the Beis HaKnesses, clear difference of status in Kedusha between the men's section and the Ezras Nashim. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, when he talks about the Shalosh Machanos Bamidbar, the Machan Yisrael, Machan Leviyah, Machan Shechina, he discusses how that corresponds to the Shalosh Machanos of Kedushas, Yerushalayim and Harabayis and Mikdash. And he writes, there's Yerushalayim, then there's Harabayis. Where does Kedushas Harabayis go till? Ad Pesach HaAzara. And then from Pesach HaAzara, and in, that's Kedusha Shechina. So it sounds like Ezras Nashim does not have a Kedusha Shechina in the Mikdash. So if that's the case, that must be the idea of the Chachmas Adam, Lishitaso, by the way, that it all derives, that it's that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses is Doraisa, based on the idea that it's Kedusha's Mikdash. Therefore, the Ezras Nashim is on the outside. That is the Shita of the Chachmas Adam. However, Rav Shechter, we saw yesterday, writes in Eretz HaTzvi, and many other poskim write, that there has to be Kedusha in an Ezras Nashim as well. What level of Kedusha? So it could be that it's a lower level of Kedusha. In fact, in the Tshuvas She'ela Shalom, Simon Kufbei, he writes, it's a Davar Baru, that when something was built as an Ezras Nashim, it has Kedusha, and even though it's not the same as an Ezras Anashim, where the Kedusha is more Chamur, but still it has some level of Kedusha. It may not have Kedushas Shechina, but it has some level of Kedusha. The Raya that they bring, the Tshuvas Mishnas Yosef Sim Lamed Ches, brings a Raya that it has Kedusha from the Rama and Or Chaim Sim Pei Ches. It's an unusual Rama. I think we may have discussed it in the past. Rama writes that Yesha Kosvu She'en Li Isha Nida B'Yemei Re'iyasa Likanes LeBeis HaKnesses Allah Hespala LeLahasker Hashem Aliga B'Sefer. That some write that a woman, while she's in Nida, should not go to shul. V'yesham shemutaris b'kol v'cheinikr. Some say she can v'cheinikr. Aval ha-minug b'medina selik svar rishon. But he says the minug is like the first day. Now, what's he talking about? A woman going where? Going where in the shul? To the men's section? Why in the world would a woman be going to the men's section? Now, obviously he's talking about an Ezras Nashim. And yet there are hakpados on an Isha Nida in an Ezras Nashim, and there's no Kedusha to the Ezras Nashim. Now, most mistaver is that there is Kedusha to an Ezras Nashim, and the Afal Pike, and because of that, there might be some limitations according to those that the Ramah, that the Ramah is quoting. So to say that it has Kedusha, but lesser Kedusha, would actually make a lot of sense in terms of the model that we were working with of what the source of Kedusha is. Because as far as Kedusha's Mikdash, it doesn't have that. It's like the Ezras Nashim in the Mikdash, which didn't have Kedusha's Hazara. But as far as mitzvos that you do there, certainly if the mitzvah, meaning the Ran's din of Kedusha, that when you do mitzvos there, that gives it something, that raises its status, yeah, that the Ezras Nashim is going to have. So, whereas in the men's section, both dinim are going to apply, the Ashras HaShechina as well as the mitzvos that you do there, in the women's section, the din of the Ashras HaShechina may not apply, but the din of the mitzvos that you do there will apply. And then there's a third shita. Third shita is that the Ezras Nashim has Kedusha, and it's the same Kedusha as the men's section. What would you hold in principle? Meaning it must be that in principle that shita holds exactly like the Ran, not like the Yireim and the Chachmas Adam at all. Where does the Kedusha of Pesach Knesses come from? Not from Kedusha's Mikdash. It comes from the mitzvot that you do there. It comes from the tefillah, the fact that it's a makom yuchad tefillah. Well, that's the same for a men's section and a women's section. It's a makom yuchad tefillah. If even the men's section only has that level of kedusha, that it's makom yuchad tefillah, so then the women's section is going to have the same because it's also a makom yuchad tefillah. Neither of them are about the Beis HaMikdash. That would be a third shita, and that seems to be the shita of the Tshuvas Shaul Lemeshiv, Madura Kamechel Beis Milchav Beis. He writes, Nashim Chayavos B'Tfila, and therefore Beis HaKnesses Shal Nashim Kedusha Yeshbo. The Aruch HaShulchan also Kufnun Dalar Ozayin, Beis HaKnesses Shal Nashim Yeshala Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It has Kedusha, not just Kedusha, but Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. And based on that, Rav Sternbach writes in his Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Aruchayim Simkov Samach Dalin, that at the Kotel, we know it's a person has to be careful when you're at the Kotel. A lot of times you're seeing people that you haven't seen in a while, and it can become like a whole social scene, and you know, everyone, oh, and you start schmoozing, and you know, people are on their phones or whatever. You have to realize you're in a shul when you're at the Kotel. You're in a very holy shul. So it has Kedushas Pesach Knesses. What about by the Ezra's Nashim of the Kotel? Does that also have Kedushas Pesach Knesses? Rav Shmuel says absolutely. Yeah, it has Kedushas Pesach Knesses, and therefore you shouldn't speak Sichas Chulin. You shouldn't be eating there. You shouldn't be drinking there. You have to be careful about all of these things because it has Kedushas Pesach Knesses because it's designated for Tefillah. So we went through three different shito so far. I just want to go into a little bit more detail on the second shita that I skipped a little bit. That second shita that Beis HaKnesses has an Ezra's Nashim as Kedusha, but a little less than Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So I gave one explanation so far as to why that would be the case. That, yeah, it doesn't have the Kedusha of Shechina, but it has Kedusha of Mitzvos. There are two other explanations why it would be the case. Even if you hold, like the Ran, that a Beis HaKnesses only has Kedusha Mishum Mitzvos, there still are fewer mitzvos that you could do in an Ezra's Nashim than you can do in the Ezra's Gevarim, right? In the Ezra's Nashim, you can't do Kriyas HaTorah. You don't have Tkiyas Shofar. You don't have many of the mitzvos, Kriyas HaMegillah. You don't have Ner Chanukah in the Ezra's Nashim. All of these mitzvos that we do only in the men's section, so it could be that both the men's section and the women's section are only a function of the mitzvos. But there are many more mitzvahs that are done in the men's section, and therefore the men's section has an elevated status of Kedusha. Or it could just be that it's all based on Kedusha HaMikdash. And this is where Rav Shachter seemed to understand that it's all based on Kedusha HaMikdash, nothing to do with the mitzvahs. And the reason that the women's section is on a lower level is because in the Mikdash, the women's section also had Kedusha, but a slightly lower level of Kedusha. So we have three explanations for this Shita, that a women's section has Kedusha, but a little less than a men's section. Either you hold that both sources of Kedusha apply in the men's section, and only one of them applies in the women's section. Or you hold that even in the men's section, the only source of Kedusha is the mitzvot shebo, but there are more mitzvot in the men's section than there are in the women's section. Or you could hold that the only source of Kedusha even in the men's section is the Shechina, but there's a greater Asherah Shechina in the men's section than there is in the women's section, just like in the Beis HaMikdash. What Shita is left? So there is a Tshuva's Devar Yehoshua, Siman Tzadi Vav, where he quotes from the Belzer Rebbe that the women's section has greater Kedusha than the men's section. Well, where does that come from? How does that fit with anything that we said? He said, what do you mean? We just got through saying that the men's section has Kedusha because you have Kriyas HaTorah and Tkiyas Shofar and Ner Chanukah and Megillah. And what do the women have in the women's section? Tefillah. So he said, don't you see that tefillah must be so much more impactful? Meaning, if tefillah is all they've got, so in that section, then it must be that the kedushas Ezra's Nashim is gedola yoser mi beis haknesses da nashim, because whatever amount of kedusha, you have to cut that kedusha pie into many different slices in the men's section. So each slice is going to, you know, be a little smaller. You slice off some of the kedusha for the Ner Chanukah and some of the kedusha for the, but in the women's section, it's only tefillah. So you get the pie stays intact. I don't know if this, like, it reminded me a little bit of like the idea that Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva about using secular names, right? Where you're allowed to name a kid, Bobby or something. I don't know why I chose that name, but you're allowed to name a kid with a secular name, or do you have to dafka give a Jewish name? So, because after all, the Medrash says, Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim. Because we didn't change, there's no real medrash like this. It's also, but whatever. Let's say the medrash says that Klal Yisrael got out of Mitzrayim because we didn't change our clothing and our language and our names. Ooh, so it must be a very big deal not changing names. Says Rav Moshe, yeah, it was when you had no mitzvos, like when your entire expression of Judaism was cultural. So then that was a very, very big deal. But now that we have mitzvos, it doesn't really matter so much. Meaning the Loshinu Hashemam is not as because we express our Judaism through the mitzvos. So this reminded me a little bit of that svara. That once you know your expression of kedusha is divided into so many different places, so each one takes on a lesser status. But pashtus is not that way. It's a very very strange comment to make that it should have a higher level of kedusha. Pashtus is it has a level of kedusha, but a slightly lower level of kedusha. That's sort of Salvechik thought that if you want to turn the men's section into a women's section, you have to first turn it into nothing and leave it unused for a while, and then turn it into a women's section, because otherwise it would be considered a horada b'kedusha. But l'chora, the din of kapandria, that you're not allowed to make a shortcut in shul, that should apply to a women's section as well. The minhag of the Rama says that it's usher to kiss children in shul. L'chora should apply in a women's section, although Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Sefer Ashrei Ish to say that it does not apply in a women's section. L'chora, it's totally in our whole discussion that we had. I have a whole piece in my Sefer about kissing children in shul, but pashtus is it's totally in this machlokas. But really, if you assume that there is kedusha of an ezros nashim, that it should apply there as well. Okay. Cool.